It's Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.
One of the other big things I did over the break is I was able to get down into my basement and sort a bunch of stuff. I've just got bins down there that need to be sorted out and cleaned. I did so much shredding over the break because I got a new shredder.
Yeah.
I had like three trash bags full of shredded materials. It felt so good.
Do you have a hamster?
We do. And I was even suggesting, I was like, hey, we don't have to buy bedding for years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can urinate all over my financial statements.
Exactly. Like, that's what it's good
for. Give it hell. Give it hell, little hamster.
I didn't think of that.
But one of the bins I did pop open and I was going through it and I was like, oh my God, none of this is mine. Within the bin, I'll give you like three things that I pulled out. One was a Braveheart DVD.
Hey.
That I believe was borrowed back in like 1998
from
a friend. There was a Snoop Dogg CD in there that I know my buddy Andrew Stevens, who I went to high school with, that I borrowed from probably back in 96 mine. And then quite a few books in there that were not mine. So obviously they made the move at some point and they were put into a bin as far as, you know, we need to return these to the rightful owner. But here we are years later.
Yeah.
And I still have a bunch of stuff that I borrowed from friends.
That's so funny.
That I still have.
You should hit up old Andrew now. Like, hey, remember that Snoop Dogg
CD? I am still friends with him on Facebook.
You
I thought
should.
About sending him a picture and saying, hey, I borrowed this from you in high school. You want it back now?
Yeah, you should, just to see
He's
his
like,
response.
Huh, maybe I do.
That's so funny.
So that's going to be the gist of this segment. If you want to chime in at any time, did you borrow something from somebody and you never gave it back? Or did they borrow something from you and they still have it? 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. I am guilty in the camp of, I'm not guilty. My neighbor's guilty because he borrowed my lawn edger from me two summers ago. And it is still in his garage. I will see him come out in the summer. He'll edge his lawn with one of my extension cords attached to it. Thank you very much. He'll edge his lawn, roll it back into his garage, and the garage door will go back down. And I'm like, I let you borrow that once, and he's had it for two summers.
Isn't that kind of on you,
Don't you
though?
Have to go ask for it?
I know, and now it's to the point where it's like too awkward to go back and be like, hey, can I have that back? Don't you think?
Does he possibly think that you gave it to him?
Yeah,
like,
he might
think. Is there any misconstrue, you know,
maybe.
Words?
Because when I edge my lawn, I use the weed whacker, and you can flip it like upside down, and you go down the side. So I'm wondering if he sees me do that.
He's like, oh, he got a new one.
Oh, he's fine. He doesn't need this back.
Hmm.
But every time I see him use it, and he rolls it right back into the garage, and I'm like, huh, okay, I guess that's yours now.
That's
it's just too
hilarious.
Weird now,
isn't
it?
He just taunts you with it. He's like, hey, Jer.
And we've had like get-togethers and stuff in their driveway, like driveway drinking nights, you know?
Right
and
there.
I kind of want to wander in and just like wheel it back home one day.
You know what you need to
so
do?
Funny.
Go get back into that peach whiskey. Get some courage and go find your way over
break
to your
break
neighbor.
Into his garage door.
This is my lawn edger.
That's
do you guys have anything like that?
I am actually guilty of both having something taken from me and keeping something hostage. So in the I have something of someone's camp, this is funny because I borrowed a bowl and it is a very nice bowl. It's a blue, like see-through crystal kind of bowl, right?
Ooh.
We're talking, it's probably like 15 years
ago. Beautiful.
Yeah.
15 years ago. I borrowed this bowl from somebody, and I kind of forgot about it. Same thing where I think I moved shortly after that, and it got packed into my stuff, and then I unpacked and realized it like a year later. I knew this wasn't my bowl.
Mm-hmm.
I just didn't say anything, and she never said anything. So now I just hide it when she comes over.
I was going to say, you ever bring it out when she comes over? You're like, hey, here you go.
Because I'm like, I don't know if she forget. I don't know if she gave this to me. Like, now I'm just like, I feel bad about it. So, and I don't see her as often as I used to.
Yeah.
But that is one instance where
That's
I'm like,
hilarious.
If they ever come back over, I'm just going to hide that bowl so I avoid any kind of lawn
never
edger
here.
Situation.
It was
like,
never
you know
here.
What I mean? Exactly. I don't know what bowl you're talking about. So that is one instance where I'm guilty of it. The other flip side of that is I had a friend a couple years ago who had to have double knee surgery.
Oof.
So both of her knees, she
you
had
took
to
her original knees?
I took her knees.
No, but she needed something to do while she was laid up and couldn't move and everything. So I gave to her to borrow like 10 books. And we're talking my favorite books, Ready Player One and Two. We're talking
the
my
one fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish.
No, they have words and no pictures. Oh, my entire Crazy Rich Asian series. Like, she has all of my favorite books. And this is years ago now. She has had her knees replaced. This surgery has been done.
So she can walk them right back to your house.
She got her knees back.
She's walking fine now. And I'm just like wondering, when is she going to give those books back?
Never. You'll never see them again. With books, they're gone. They're gone forever. You hand those out with the assumption that you'll never see them again.
No, I never would have done that. I thought this was just, hey, read the books. Give them back when you're done. Because I will read books 3-4 times. Like, I love reading books over again. And so I'm like, I'm jonesing for my Ready Player One and Two books. So I can't ask
for it.
Go
watch the movie. You can get it done in an hour.
No, I want to read the book. Like, no, I can't ask for it.
If you already read it, let it go. Yeah. Let it go. That's how I feel with the books that I had in my basement, too. I'm just like, they're not going to want these back. Like, if I reach out, I'm like, do you want these back?
And then there's someone like me, like, I've been waiting for you to ask
for
me
years.
Melissa was like me. She says, hey, guys, I let my neighbor borrow my air fryer about 2 months ago. It now lives in her kitchen. Like Jer, why am I so afraid to ask for it back?
Yeah,
it's true. You feel uncomfortable, like, hey, can I have that back? Like you're being greedy or something, even though it's yours.
Well, and you almost hope that they mention it, that they're like, hey, I've got your thing. Let me grab it for you, right? Yeah. So you don't have to say anything, but
I want to get to Savannah's call. She's got a really good call, but really quick, Josh, are you in? What camp are you in with this?
Both. I mean, I have a friend who is now a pretty significant sports guy. He's a NFL player, and he borrowed a tie from me back in the day for prom. And I was like, hey, I really want that tie back. Never got it back. And I was like, he could afford probably to buy his own tie now.
Buy but a company.
I would love, I would love that. Love my tie back.
So that's the McCaffrey guy, right?
I don't know. Honestly, I don't remember. I don't remember the names.
You don't remember the name? Guy. Okay, but he still has your tie.
Still has my tie. And I'm like, oh, man. And then I have kind of a similar thing where I have my buddy's jacket. One of my best friends growing up. A couple years ago, I borrowed his jacket for some reason. It's a really nice, like, North Face. And then he moved. And so it's not like where I forgot about it. I wore that I wear it every winter now.
It's
and it's
fair
really
game.
Nice. And I'm never giving it back to him. Chris.
Did he cross state lines?
He's in Georgia. I mean,
It's all yours
I'm
now.
I'm like, sorry, man. That's mine.
He gave up rights to that jacket long ago.
No
that's
problem.
Your jacket.
That's right? All you, dude. That's all you. Savannah Unana. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. All right, so did you have something borrowed or did you borrow something? What's the deal?
Well, I mean, yeah, that happened. But I'm actually calling to tell you a secret that
You're going to tell us a secret?
I am. I'm going to tell on myself, so I hope none of my friends are listening.
I love secrets. Okay. All right. The floor is all yours.
So you know how you're doing, like, spring cleaning and you're cleaning out and you're just, you, like, find random stuff that you don't know what to do with it. It's just, like, random stuff. And
You just, like, take it to Goodwill or donate it?
Oh, well, I mean, you could, but it's way more fun this way.
Okay.
Oh, no. What do you do?
You take your said item, and whenever you go to your friend's house, you, like, hide it in their house. And they'll just, like, randomly find it, and
Shut
then you
up.
Just have to pretend that you have no idea where it came from.
I love
Shut
this
up.
So much.
So you're taking junk from your house you don't want, sneaking it into friends' houses, and leaving it.
Yeah.
Shut up.
That's fantastic.
That's so fun.
Why have I never thought about doing this? This is brilliant.
No, that's not mine. Yeah. What?
So
what?
Do you know, like,
that's
off
so
the
weird.
Top of your head what kind of stuff you've left?
Oh, yeah. So there was, like, this owl, like, plate, and it was unique. And I think somebody gave it to me. And I was like, man, I've had this, and I just don't know what to do with it. So I, like, took it over, and I also grabbed a couple of different mugs that I had, and I just, like, added it to their cupboard. So it was, like, in with their plates and cups, like normal.
I love you.
I know.
They just truly love you.
You're my favorite person
you
right now.
You are my favorite person of the week so far.
This is awesome.
And can you imagine their reactions when they're going through their cupboard, and they pull out the owl plate, and they're like, where the hell did this come from?
Exactly.
You're adding a little
Some
joy to their
elf.
Lives. Confusion, but joy to their lives as well.
Oh, no.
You are my spirit animal, Savannah.
You know
I
what?
Love it.
I think you started something here, Savannah. I think, like, Denver metro area, people are just going to be leaving random things at their friend's house.
I hope everybody does this Christmas.
Yes.
Just take something to your aunt's house and leave it. I want to thank you for the call of the day, Savannah.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Go live your life. Thank you for that.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks.
I don't want to say anything else.
Bye.
That's where we end it.
That's hilarious.
We'll end it with Savannah.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.